si, si, elle ou la main que la soie venue. Si, si, elle ou la main que la soie venue. As soon as in blue, la match you better than my eight. Soon as in blue, la match you better than my ex. My shining. Fresh out of heartbreak. But I wanna try again. So baby, be patient with me. Your moral support is all that I need. Yeah, see, go see, look, time to move, don't get go right into this way. Killing is all time, damn, drowning's off on those time, damn, you know. I won't change time, killing's all time, damn, drowning's off on those time, damn, you know. TC, I don't know my girl, I swear you're running. TC, I don't know my girl, I swear you're running. As soon as in blue, la match you better than my ex, my child. As soon as in blue, la match you better than my ex, my child.
2025 taught me that just because someone is keeping you in their life doesn't mean that they're actively choosing you. One of my favorite substacks from this year comes from an article called Date Someone Who Is Interested in You. And after some of my own relationships ending this year and hearing about a few of heartbreaks in my friends' lives, I've come back to this audio from One Tree Hill. Brooke Davis goes on to say, "We go days without having a meaningful conversation, and I used to miss you so much when that happened, but it never felt like you missed me." And that leaves me with this deep desire to be heard and to be seen for what's underneath the surface. In the loneliness epidemic of our 20s, we are often complacent with who we keep around, as long as it keeps us codependent and not alone. Yet, when you look beyond the surface of the synthetic I love yous, does that person put in genuine effort to see you?